Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Monday, Indiana University senior center back Grant Lillard was named first team preseason All-American by the College Soccer News and first team preseason Best 11 by Top Drawer Soccer. We talked to Grant this fall before camp got started, and he gave us a look on how he prepared for his senior season.
I was taking some more summer classes, getting closer to finishing up my degree, which is awesome. And then the second half, I was in Chicago training with the Chicago Fire, and Goodman was also with me, so it's nice to have a familiar face. And I also got to meet up with some old IU guys, like Patrick Dude was there, so It was a great experience. They're doing really well this year, so the locker room was a great atmosphere. Everyone was very welcoming. Playing with some of those guys was an unbelievable experience. You don't get to play with people like Bastian Schweinsteiger really ever in your life, so that was awesome. Guy is just a freak. He's got so much knowledge that he was willing to share. He was a great example for me being there. Not just him, there are other guys that were also great to learn from, like Dax McCarthy and other guys. So that was a really fun experience. They brought me in, sat me down, talked to me to make sure that I was comfortable and just wanted me to go out there and play with confidence. So I kind of just took the experience for what it was. I've had experiences playing other places, and so I know what it's like to be thrown into a first team atmosphere. So I think all of those experiences I've had before kind of set me up, and when the whistle blew the first practice, I was ready to go, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it just gets me better. It's really hard to find that level of soccer over the summer to play. Taking that for my senior year preparation was unbelievable. I've made strides that I didn't think I could really make in the past 8 months from the last game we played. I started to learn more about recovery and nutrition, and started doing a bunch of yoga stuff and just doing all these different things that have really helped me elevate my game to the next level. So I'm really excited to see how this year turns out for me.
The Hoosiers open their season Friday night against Cal Poly at the Mike Berticelli Invitational at Notre Dame. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Three stories and nearly 100,000 square feet. That's the South End Zone complex that's going in at Memorial Stadium at Indiana University. Fred Glass gave us a tour on Monday to show us around the joint and to see what was going on and point out the three main focuses of Indiana's plan moving forward.
The other part that I think is important to know, at least I think it's important, is that for us, the Excellence Academy is the final piece of facility to focus on what we think the three things are that we should be doing for our student athletes: developing them academically, developing them athletically, and developing them personally. So you guys often are in the Jan Nancy Wilkinson Performance Center, which until recently at least was the largest strength conditioning center in the country. That really epitomizes our commitment to athletic training. You can't see it, but behind the grandstand is the D. Ames Schuhl Academic Center, which is about 10 times as big as its predecessor in Assembly Hall. Has all the bells and whistles and technology for academic development. So that's the academic piece. And then this, the Excellence Academy, is dedicated to personal development for our student athletes, that which they will really take with them when they leave us.
Yep, they made us wear hard hats. That's a live construction site. And Fred gave us a great tour of it on Monday. The project, when completed, will cost $53 million. You'll see some of that if you head over to the Ohio State-Indiana game coming up on Thursday, August 31st, Wednesday night. So that's In the Zone. Dave and Glass, that's me. We'll take your phone calls, get you updated on the Colts, Pacers, and all Hoosier action. After In the Zone, we head to Cincinnati, where Marty Brenneman's pregame will pick things up. Reds and Cubs, game number two of their three-game set at the Great American Ballpark. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.